So basically, we are just a group of high school and middle school age kids who want to like get together as one group, one unified front, and basically be forces for good in our community.
Here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet in your browser, WFPR.FM, or in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial or the knobs, maybe the push buttons. 102.9 is the number to preset it at. That's the number. Here in our glorious studio with a couple of high school students to talk about the Interact Club. This is going to be fun. So, yes. Syed Azhar, welcome. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
And Harshini Vijay, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
This is going to be fun. So yes. Interact is not a high school club, although you're high schoolers, mm-hmm. but it's really kind of a Rotary club.
Yes.
Elaborate on that so the people will say, wait a minute, what are they talking about?
Yeah. So basically, Franklin Interact Club, it's community-based, so we have no official affiliation with Franklin High School or any high school. So basically, the only requirements to join is you have to be a resident in Franklin aged 18 to 12, so from 6th grade middle school to 12th grade seniors, we can have you, and we are sponsored by the Rotary Club, so that is the only direct link we really have.
So you are an official club, just not an official club under the school district for Franklin.
Yes.
Yeah, we just wanted to keep it open so that way more schools can join and we can create like a bigger community, so that would be more fun.
Right, because there are some, and actually even in the school committee meeting last night, breaking news for those who haven't seen it or heard it, they did present however many people, actually students, go elsewhere. So they're based here in Franklin, which is one of your requirements. But if they go to, you know, another private school, and there are a few, they're eligible for this.
Yeah, they're welcome. And we also do middle schools.
True, because you got that age grade.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Like, I know, for example, one of our members who just joined, he goes to Nobles private school. He went to Franklin High, and then he went to Nobles for basically just a myriad of reasons, and he was like, and we're like, oh, I think you would be good in this club. We should have you join. And so he was welcome to join.
Sure.
Regardless of whether or not he went to Franklin High or had a good relationship with Franklin schools.
Right. And your mission, as I understand it, is aligned relatively within the Rotary world in terms of doing good.
Yes. So the Interact official, like, motto, so to speak, is Unite for Good. So basically, we are just a group of high school and middle school age kids who want to, like, get together as one group, one unified front, and basically be forces for good in our community and also international, since we are technically a part of Rotary International also.
True.
So one of our sub-goals is to do an international initiative at some point.
Yeah, and we know that Franklin has been struggling the past few years, and our goal with this club is to kind of bring them back together and create that community that we once had and loved.
Okay, yes. Yeah, that's the division amongst, especially on the social webs, is rather, you know, not very appetizing, not very pleasant. I try to, you know, have a civil conversation as much as I can, and at least foster that. So I agree with, which is why we're doing this. I agree with your efforts. We're going to help you at least allow this community to know that, oh, by the way, you are interested. And you do want to do good, and you just need to let people know that you're around and you can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and also, like, with our whole goal of being united as one front, our next project is we are doing a teacher appreciation event on January 21st after school. So our club members are going to be giving a presentation to all the teachers. Since we had a teacher reach out to us recently who we had it during our middle school career, and they said it would be really nice to see a familiar face, because with the redistricting that happened, the teachers basically had their whole like ecosystem, so to speak, ripped up and like moved.
Correct.
So our intention as a club is to go to the middle school, give them a presentation on why their jobs matter so much, and to basically try to reestablish a Franklin Public Schools, a Franklin Middle School committee, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
or community.
Sure.
Because that is like what we feel we lost in the override the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd love to make them feel appreciated and kind of know that they're making an impact and what they do matters
sure.
with this whole project. Yeah. So we can do that.
Yeah, I had recently talked with Aaron O'Leary, who's the reading specialist now at the middle school. And mm-hmm. we had talked even before the end of the last school year, because they had this program called Meet Me in the Middle to help. They had six books that each of the three sending schools would now be coming to the one school. So if you read at least one of the six books, you at least had a common point to talk about. Hey, did you read this one or did you read that one? You know, and then the conversations in the recording, which is available, she said the Meet Me in the Middle program was an absolute success. Apparently 80% or thereabouts, it was in the high numbers, read at least one of the six books.
Wow.
Which is cool.
Very good. Yeah, because I was soccer manager, and the coach, the head varsity coach, Nick Goldman for soccer, he's a teacher at the middle school.
Yes.
So I was able to, so I overheard his perspective a little bit on that, and he was like, yeah, some stuff, some, it's been harder for some teachers than others, but
right.
others have taken it easier.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal in going to the middle school is basically to assuage all, like, potential, all hiccups that have happened to you, and basically be like, we are going to start fresh now. You are all valued members of our community, because we've met with the principal this 2 weeks ago, I believe, or 1 week
last
ago?
Week
or yeah. last week
recently
yeah recently recently. And he said that we have a bunch of first year teachers as well
who sure.
are brand right. new to Franklin, brand
yep.
new to the community.
Yep. Yep.
So our intention is to make everyone in the community feel welcomed, which is very much what we are going to strive to do as a club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're, like, really excited about this because it's almost our first independent project by ourselves.
Okay.
We've done projects in the past, but they've more so been partnerships or at, like, festivals. But so, yeah, we're really excited to do this one.
Yeah. So if I'm assuming, and that's why we're trying to validate, you're looking for other students who want to recognize some of their teachers who are still in middle school, so that you can incorporate that into the presentation?
Yeah, I think we're talking about doing a video where former middle school students can pitch in and talk about their experiences in the middle school, how it impacted them. And so when we show that to the middle school teachers, they can feel the direct impact.
Yep, yep. Get the positive message.
Yes, that's exactly what. And Harshane, do you want to talk a little bit about why we started in the first place?
Oh, yeah. It all started kind of... We were all just sophomore year, and we heard about this thing called RILA, which is basically a three-day leadership program.
Okay.
And we were really excited about it, and I think a lot of sophomores wanted to try it out. And so we got selected. It was us two and then two other Franklin High School students.
Okay.
And so we got to go to this program, and it was amazing. It honestly left, like, a big impact. There was a lot of activities that you might not think would teach so much, but it was very useful, and it definitely helped us become better leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say RILA, or the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, changed me as a person, as a leader, forever. And so basically, to go to the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, Franklin Rotary Club gets allotted a certain amount of spots based on how many people they pick or can sponsor.
Okay.
Because to sponsor the event, it takes $350 per kid. That's how much Franklin Rotary Club pays. So they are always looking for donations to the RILA, like, fund, so to speak.
Sure.
So I would heavily encourage any of you who are listening who have 10 bucks to spare, 15 bucks to spare,
mm-hmm.
to donate to this fund, because I can speak from personal experience that the impact that's being able to send as many kids from Franklin to this opportunity, basically,
mm-hmm.
is immense and cannot be overlooked, because at the end of the day, the more kids that we send to these events, the more leadership and, like, youth, so, like, power, if mm-hmm. that's an appropriate word.
It gives you some confidence, I assume, in
yes.
order to say, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then you just figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it was one of the first years going back to this program, because I think they stopped it a while back. And so it was really cool getting to be one of the first people to go back and learn so much.
Yes. And at the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards at RILA, there was a bunch of basically seminars during the day, and the one seminar I remember the most was Voices of Us. And during Voices of Us, they had, how many people would you say in the room? Like
20, 30
people
total
in the room?
Total strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, total strangers. It was the very first day we got there.
Right.
I had Cece in my group, who's one of our other Franklin Rylands, basically, and she was in my room.
And I had Shravan, who was our vice president.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we only knew one other person in the room, and I didn't even know Cece that well up until that point.
You were more acquainted than well known.
Yes. But during Voices of Us, they asked us a series of questions about our identity, about our school experience, what's important to us, and everyone shared a bunch of experiences they've had, whether it was amazing or horrible.
Right.
They just shared the experiences and the feeling of unity that could be felt in that room. I don't know if you felt the same, Harshini.
Yeah, I definitely did.
But like that just felt so empowering as like a group of like young people. Because the thing is about RILA also, the way it's set up is so you have like the sophomores going into junior.
Okay.
Year. That's
so
when
rising
they,
juniors.
Yes, rising yeah. juniors. They can attend the awards that summer.
Okay.
Then they have GFs.
So yeah, they get split into groups of 7 or 8 kids, and then they're led by juniors or rising seniors, and they kind of lead them through the activities throughout the 3 days.
Okay, so he's kind of a mentor leader, group leader, if you will, who had been there before, at least, so that they can show them the ropes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it goes even one level above that. They have 6 PFs, who are program facilitators, who basically help run the program at a higher level.
Yep.
Basically, and those are seniors going into freshman year of college.
Okay.
So it feels like it's just a bunch of youth. You don't feel like there's like a teacher bearing
down
on you.
So there's no adults really facilitating the program. It's all student-led, various experience leading the less experienced, more experience leading those, more experience leading those.
Yes.
So,
and they they do have like Rotarians can be on like a RILA committee, which is like adults who basically like make sure everything,
provide the oversight,
all the general welfare stuff. But it was primarily by youth for youth, which is what drew me in so much to like wanting to start Franklin Interact Club. Which is why, because we just wanted to unite as like, we are the youth. We can make a difference.
True.
We can do all sorts of things, which is what we got inspired by at RILA.
Yeah. And I think in the way that it did it, having been part of not the same group, but similar type groups over time, you realize that while society may say, you know, everything is dependent upon you, you need to do it. Maybe you're going to get support from the family or whatever, but you need to do it. You really can't do it alone. And you're not alone because, oh, by the way, at least in your peer group, everybody else is doing the same thing, right? There may be slightly different issues here and there, but you're all facing issues and you're all having successes in some way. And then that building that community, you're no longer strangers. Now you're making things happen.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great experience, too, to make friends because you would be mixed up with people from totally different areas of Massachusetts.
Sure.
And so when you got back, I know I still keep in contact with them, and I don't know if you do, but it's really cool to do that.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing with RILA, so RILA is based on the Rotary District. So we are in Franklin is in Rotary District 7, 9, 10, and we are as far south and as far east as you can get. So it was... Fitchburg State was where they hosted, so it was like an hour drive.
Yep.
And so
up north, way up north.
Yeah, way up north. And so we basically were with a bunch of like kids from like Northborough, Southborough was sent a couple
I think
of kids.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So it was with a bunch of kids who don't really live near us, but they've been informed by so many other experiences that I haven't really adventured that much outside of Franklin, like to spend a lot of time there.
Right.
Like I haven't spent like a week in Northborough or a week in wherever. So just getting to like see like kids who are like they live in Massachusetts, so it's a similar experience, but they have a different take.
Similar but different. Yep.
It was a great experience to like be like, oh, they live this way, where we have this.
Right.
We have very good public school systems. They don't have as great as we do. How can we bridge that gap?
And right. Yeah, that's an interesting line to walk.
Yes.
And some of the people on social don't know how to walk that line. So kudos to you for trying to figure that out. So after this one project, you might have other projects, I'm assuming?
Yeah, we hope so. We've done lots in the past. I know a few ones we've done is we've done a safety fest here.
Okay.
That was kind of our first project. And basically, we had a booth at the safety fest. I think it was the Franklin Safety Fest?
Or? It was like the Norfolk County. It was basically the Norfolk County Safety Fest that was put on by the Sheriff's Department.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was the one at Fletcher Field.
Yes,
the one at Fletcher. I was there. I think that's where one of the ways we met.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there we made these little keychains where we had a glow stick, and our hopes was we could pass them out to the kids there and they can hang it onto their Halloween costume.
Yes.
So that way on Halloween they're seen, they're safe, and they can still have fun.
Correct.
And so that was one of our first projects.
Yeah. What else have we've done? We were at the Harvest Festival for Franklin. We were with the Rotary booth.
Sure.
They're handing out flyers, spreading more awareness about Franklin Interact Club.
Yep.
We at the Rotary Pasta Supper, we were there just helping out a little bit, helping wait tables, clear dishes.
At the Senior Center.
Yes, at the Senior Center.
Well, not the Senior Center, excuse me, Central Park Terrace.
Yes.
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 I was there.
Yeah, we were there conversing with the seniors who were there and then just helping out however we could.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we done in the past, I think?
Yeah, that pasta supper has been an annual thing for years and years and years, and it's always
always a good one.
It's a heartwarming event.
Yes.
And we helped out at the car show recently.
Car show, yeah. The car show, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And then in the future, we are hoping to do, we've thought about doing birthday boxes, which is where we will assemble, like, boxes with, like, cake mix or pre-made cakes and, like, presents to hand out to kids who, like, might have be, like, terminally ill in Boston Children's or, like, some of those more darker places where there's not a lot of light and try to bring a little bit of light to a horrible situation.
Sure.
And then?
And then I think we were also hoping to bring voices of Franklin to Franklin. And that was a really interesting idea we had. Yes. Do you want to explain that?
Yes. So, as we previously mentioned, the voices of us, how, like, everyone talked about their experiences with a variety of things. We wanted to try to bring that feeling of unity and, like, the experience to Franklin as best as we could. So when we, because after Rila, you go to a Rotary meeting and, like, basically tell them about your experience, and because they are the ones who sent you there.
Sure.
And at that meeting, we told them about the idea of potentially doing a Voices of Franklin, which is a playoff with the Voices of Us idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And basically where we would have, like, a Google form or some sort of, like, outreach, a way to reach out to people and be like, tell us your story, tell us your triumphs.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us your lows. Tell us everything about your life that you are willing to share with others.
Sure. Whatever you want and are willing to make public.
Yes, whatever you want to make public. And then we would publish those. We never thought of a perfect way, but we might put them on our website. We thought about doing flyers. And basically the idea was to show that no one is alone.
Yep.
Franklin basically has become very divided in my eyes from what I've seen at the high school with, like, cliques and all that stuff. That, like, the feeling of unity that we felt at Rila would be heavily, like, empowering to Franklin if they were to, like, embrace who they are, acknowledge the fact that others experience lows, they experience triumphs, everyone does.
Right.
And if they were able to, like, relate to other people in that way, we felt like that would be an amazing contribution we could make to the Franklin social, like, society, so to speak.
Sure. Yeah, and I think the studio, without overcommitting, but I, certainly in my role, as we're doing here, one of the options could be that if they were willing, and it doesn't even have to be here, the phones many of you have or devices you have record capability, either video or audio, so they could record their story. We could kind of assist you in packaging them together, and that could be a radio show or a podcast to spread, so where you could still have kind of the text, but then you'd have the audio, or if people wanted, they could have the videos. Mm-hmm. And then the video could be on, you know, the all-access channel for a cable TV so that people could, oh, that's the person that is telling me the story. Now I'll be able to recognize him when I see her again or see him again. Now I can have that conversation, which, again, kind of builds that community and unity.
Yes. So voice, that is basically the essence of Voices of Franklin, and that is our, what I like to call, our going to be our flagship service initiative. But it's going to also be our biggest and, like, most in-depth and, like, most, like, requiring of, like, work.
Yeah, and a lot of effort from the community, too, to put this all together.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a two-way street. You got people that need to or will be willing to tell the story, but then you'll have to have that editorial process to at least package it and prepare it for the publication, sharing, et cetera.
So basically, the Voices of Franklin and the Birthday Boxes were the two that we have in mind right now. And we are always looking to find ways to, like, do it. Because as Franklin Interact, as an Interact club, you are required by Rotary International to, like, maintain your charter status.
Sure.
To do an international initiative.
Okay. So you still have to think about that one.
Yes.
You're not sure yet. But yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
So one simple question we haven't covered yet. So somebody hearing this or somebody who hears this and then tells somebody else, how does somebody join you? Do they go to a Franklin Interact Club page? Do you have such a page? Or do they go to the Rotary page with an Interact link? What's that process?
Yeah, so we have a website.
Yes. We
can include that in the show notes.
Yeah, we can
clearly
put that in the show notes. We have an Instagram account that is directly linked to the website if you have social media.
Okay.
And if like you're just a parent who's like, oh, I think my kid could want to possibly join this. You have a 6th grader, 7th grader, 8th
right.
grader, whatever.
Sure.
We can also put our email in the show link too, where you can directly reach out to us with
reach
any
out,
questions.
Reach out, connect via the email.
We can send you an application. We can do all of this stuff.
Right.
To help you better join us. And the application, it's basically, are you a resident of Franklin? Are you between the ages of 12 and 18? And do you agree to adhere to the club bylaws?
Right.
So it's basic, very simple
application,
but it's just basically reaching out to us. We'll get you the application, then you can join.
Mm-hmm.
Our meetings are held. The first Wednesday of the month are our general club meetings, which are all club members are expected to attend.
Okay.
And they're at 5:30 to 7:30. Right now we are at a conference room that we are not renting, but is being provided to
You're
us.
You're borrowing.
Yeah. But if we get big enough, we're going to have to find another location. So when we get enough members to, like, warrant that upgrade, so to speak, we will then communicate effectively with everyone in the club where we will change. But as of right now, our club meetings are 5:30 to 7:30 scheduled time, but that could be, that's a little bit flexible with, we usually end a little early. And then our board of directors meetings are held on the third Wednesday of the month from 5:30 to 7:30, and those are open to any members of the public, of the board.
So it's not just the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone can go and attend and speak when we need input.
Yep. Sounds good. And then I think while somebody from middle school to high school, from a Rotary perspective, so they reach that age, they're no longer in high school, they're going to college, there is another opportunity to stay kind of Rotary connected.
Yes.
And I think there's a separate name, Rotary Act, I think?
Rotaract.
Rotaract.
Yes. So Rotaract clubs are basically, every college can have a Rotaract club. So when you join Interact Club, or if you join Interact Club, there is a future to continue through Rotary, the pipeline, basically, so to speak, and stay involved with service, because Rotary, is basically encouraged to, like, help their Interact members be like, if you're going to this university, there's a Rotaract club at X, or they have a Rotaract club, and they are encouraged to, like, help you make that connection first. So if you join Interact Club, you are not basically stranded once you turn 18 and finish.
You're just not hung out to dry.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You are going to be supported, and, like, and they will help you find, like, how you can stay involved in Rotary.
And I think when we were talking before doing this, the networking aspects, I think, can bring kind of lifelong benefits to it. And you actually mentioned it, as I think now, because the people you met at RILA, you're still connecting with them.
Yeah.
Right. So those connections, as long as you continue to maintain those, mm-hmm. you'll be able to leverage them and then understand that, oh, now they're doing this. If you come up with something in that space, oh, now you have somebody else you can talk mm-hmm. to. Right. Those kind of benefits, unless you know who to go to, you're kind of struggling alone. But now you've got a community, and then you start understanding who does what in the community, what their skills, what their interests are. Then the benefits can be exponential.
Yes. And the biggest example I can see of like networking being very beneficial is during our like basically RILA like recap at the Rotary meeting.
Mm-hmm.
There was two of the Rotarians were like public speaking coaches at some point in their their careers before, so they were able to like like they watched their presentation and they were like, oh, you could do this better, or you could do X, Y, and Z. So basically just by like being there and being able to like go to RILA and being able to like know the Rotarians, I was then able to improve my public speaking skills and like basically with the snap of my mm-hmm. the snap of a finger.
Yeah. There's some simple things, and then the rest is just going to take practice.
And we also hope that members of our club can also connect together, because they're from all sorts of friend groups, schools, ages. So we hope that we can foster that community within ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had coordinated with the youth football who had a G5, G6, and GA team. So the GA team was all eighth graders. They had been at the different schools and then ultimately ended up with the redistricting all together in the same, in some cases, the same classrooms, but they were all in the same school. So instead of having kind of football buddies and soccer buddies at different schools, now they were all together.
Yeah.
And the parents were saying that this is a fun thing. Mm-hmm. They're having fun doing this. Yeah. Now they can talk to them all the time, as opposed to just on the Tuesdays or Wednesdays, whatever it is when they practice.
Yeah, and that's another thing we want from our younger members, is hopefully connect with the older members, so that way when the middle schoolers reach high school, they'll have people in the high school they know they can reach out to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the biggest thing with like our members and being friends is I would love for all of our members to basically be our middle school members to basically learn from the high school members and basically see them as like, they are my friend. I can rely on them.
Sure.
Because I know when I went to high school and as a freshman, I barely knew the senior class.
Yep.
So that was a little bit daunting. The junior class, mm-hmm. I knew a little bit more, but still didn't know them.
Yep.
I can't like basically over like say like how much or how beneficial it would have been to like be a freshman and like, oh, I know this senior who I can ask for help.
Sure.
Or I know this junior who like I can ask for help with like schoolwork, sports, or even like just like more of like street level questions, like is this teacher good or bad?
Some simple things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the benefits that this particular organization, because you're uniquely not, you're in school, but you're not part officially of the school as a club. You're outside as part of the Rotary structure, so you're still official to that extent. But with the breadth between middle school and high school, the age range, yeah, then you can have that learn from each other and then learn and pass along so that, you know, if you've experienced a problem, you don't have to do the same thing. You can learn from what somebody has already figured out.
Yeah. Yes, because I think right now, we have 11 members?
Yeah, 11 to 12.
12? 11 or 12. We'd have to double
check. Something
in that ballpark. Yeah, we'd have to double check. But I think out of the 11 or 12 members, I would consider myself close friends, like kids who I've known from like 5th grade or even 3rd grade. I think I'm very close friends with like maybe 2 or 3 of them. But the rest are like, I am friends with them, but I've been able to get closer to them because of this club.
Because of the club. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So it's been a great way of like expanding my like social like bubble, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially the four of us who went to RILA. It was really cool coming back and connecting again, because we weren't super close before. We know of each other, but we weren't close. And so we spent the whole summer planning this club out, getting closer to each other, and it was really fun.
Yeah, because you had that connection point, and now you have somebody to help work together to the common goal. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's all goodness in that. Yes. Well, thank you for taking time to explain. We've covered a bunch of things. I think we've covered the how do they join. We've covered kind of the pathways. We've covered some of your projects. Is there something else that you want to leave with the listeners that we haven't already covered?
Yes. So we need fundraising badly. Since we are outside of the school, we don't get any of that funding.
Yes.
Rotary gave us like a seed fund, but
okay.
But that's basically all they are allowed to give us.
You have to develop your own fund sources.
Yes. So all I would ask of the listeners is just be on the lookout for any Franklin Interact fundraisers, whether it be at like a restaurant for to give a certain X amount of the proceeds.
Percent here, there, or whatever, yep.
Yeah, or also on our website, we also have a GoFundMe link, which is how you can directly donate.
Directly to us,
okay, yes.
And I'll put a plug in to any other group or youth sports or sports team, booster club, any of those that are in fundraising. One of the things the studio does is manage the community calendar. Mm-hmm. And this particular week, as an example, today was one day where the radar at least told us there wasn't a fundraising event. But Monday there was, Tuesday there was. The next 2 days, if you like Santa Fe burritos, two different groups are celebrating with Santa Fe burritos. And if you like burritos, you're in a happy spot. So, yeah, clearly let us know at the studio when your fundraising events are, and we'll put it on the calendar so that people can participate. Yeah,
we'll be sure to do that, Steve.
It's one of the reasons we do this, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, this has been fun, and I hope you get twice, maybe three times, four times the members. And
yeah, we hope so.
And as you have additional events, yeah. And if there's some other special opportunity that would make sense to record in advance of the event, or even if we just check back at the end of the year with kind of a look back and say, yeah, we did this and we did this and see where we are now. And I think that'd be good.
Yes, we would love to. And the one thing I will leave off with is I want to make our intentions of when we started this club clear, because as juniors in high school, we know there's a lot of conceptions that they are doing this only for the college, basically transcript, or just to say they founded
a box.
Yeah, just to check a box. My intention with this club, the reason I want to be a part of the founding of this club was because Rotary was on their 95th year anniversary, I believe. And my goal with this club is to, I want to come back in 40 years' time and still see that there is a Franklin Interact club.
Ah.
So that is the intention of the club, and that is what we are trying to pursue in all of our daily actions.
Cool. That is a worthy aim, because there's another kind of adage I picked up somewhere along the way that sometimes people have trouble trying to plant the seed for the tree that they won't enjoy the shade from.
Yeah.
Because it takes so long for it to grow. Mm-hmm. But you want to come back and see that tree still there.
Yes.
And grown.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Nothing wrong with that. Cool. Yeah. Well, thank you again for doing this. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. We'll include in the show notes the contact info, the webpage, etc. Stay tuned. There should be some good things happening from the Interact Club. And then a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.